If a Loveland company is able to buy the GM Lordstown plant, more than just electric pickup trucks might be made there. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. Workhorse founder Steve Burns and head of a yet unnamed company in negotiations with GM won't rule out making electric personal helicopters there. He says they use a lot of the same parts as the electric pickup truck.
So if we have them for the pickup truck, it might make sense to make the helicopters there as well, but that hasn't been determined.
Burns and Workhorse have come a long way with Surefly, the name of the helicopter. It's tested at Lunkin. The FAA has accepted its application for certification, and the goal is to become the first personal electric helicopter in the world to be certified.
We're in this race that most people aren't aware of, and I just think Surefly is very far ahead in that race.
Burns says most companies don't have a person in their flying car yet, but Surefly does. The pilot is testing, hovering, and maneuvering. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.